Não?
I like that, madam. Did I understand you correctly? If we send Gordon to Khartoum, Gordon, a national hero, and he fails, then the blame will fall on him, not on the government.
It could happen.
It's the most abominable proposal I've ever entertained. Granville, the colonel had a point. Just why would Gordon do it?
The
because he's a patriot.
Or perhaps the vainest man alive.
I dislike everything about this. Worse, I distrust him.
I know nothing about this conversation. But let me know in Balmoral what Gordon says.
Perhaps it would be so.
Apologize for the secrecy, Gordon. Politics. Don't waste time with formalities. Sit down. I'm trained in Scotland waiting forever, or there'd be curiosity.
Need few words.
Granville,
see. The proposal is so disreputable that I can have nothing to do with it publicly.
Privately, I ask you to accept.
Why?
Because it will provide me with political comfort.
I can conceive of no commodity, sir, that could interest me less. I'm not a free agent, you know. I leave for the Belgian Congo within a week.
Granville could arrange that. Gordon, the Sudan was your child. I don't need to inform you it's in the greatest danger.
You don't need to inform me.
Gordon, I cannot and will not send military forces up the Nile. But I admit Khartoum cannot be left to escape without some distance.
Am I the jester?
The whole country knows your capacity. You've done before alone what an army of blunderers can't do.
What's the proposal?
That you go to the Sudan, supervise the evacuation of Khartoum, and do what you can to leave peace and order behind.
With what powers?
None. Oh, Egypt will give you some rhythm or other.
What it is. And when the Mahdi floats me down the Nile, the government will assume a pained expression and say to Her Majesty and the churchmen and the anti-slavery people that we sent Gordon, we did the best we could.
Precisely.
Be the end of Gordon. But not the flats.
In a nutshell.
Say, Mr. Gladstone, you're hardly a bore.
You don't bore me either, Gordon. You're illogical and insubordinate. I know if I send you to Khartoum, you'll play tricks, you'll exceed your orders, and in the name of some mystical necessity apparent only to yourself, you'll do your ingenious best to involve this government up to the hatband.
But you're in a very poor patch, you have no one to turn to but me.
The game in a nutshell. Take a chance on your tricks, that's all I can say.
Or I'll keep the heat in bed. Khartoum bring pressure on the king, point to Governor General.
Stamp. But I cannot and will not back you up. This must be understood. No British troops will come up the Nile. We'll not assume a British obligation to police the world. You can help the Sudan, your country will be great. Calm?
My country will not stand. I'll go.
We'll come back safe. Gordon, first, last, and above all, you come back safe. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
You need an aide. I have a good man in mind.
Isn't such a choice my prerogative?
Not in this case. Oh, he'll be useful to
and
you.
And to you.
Naturally. Well, Gordon, God go with you, and I don't envy God.
Yes, very good, sir. Yes.
Your second in command, sir.
Colonel J.D.H. Stewart.
So.
This is for you, General. You'll find my report in here. It'll bring you up to date.
Am I to understand that Gladstone has cursed me not only with a spy, but with a subordinate who thinks he knows more than I do?
I was brought here in chains, sir. I don't know what to think.
And you're in service.
B&S, sound as though you need one.
Excellent. Sit down. You are Gladstone's spy. Yes, sir.
Would it be indiscreet of your commanding officer to inquire as to your instruction?
Not at all, sir.
I am to report to Mr. Gladstone any actions you may take which, in my opinion, conflict with your instructions. I am to inform you and the government, if necessary, of any situation which, in my opinion, places you in physical danger. And if anybody in the course of this mission must risk his life, then I'm to do it, not you. Apart from that, sir, I'm yours to command.
Tell me what, in your opinion, Colonel Stewart, the chances of my sacking you?
If they existed, sir, I'd be the first to point them out to you.
Thank you. Brandy. We seem to have sailed. Farewell, England. So you and I are definitely stuck with each other.
Yes, sir.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man, sit down. May I ask a question? If it's impertinent, I withdraw it. Why did you let them talk you into this mission? As is well known, I regard myself as a religious man, and I belong to no church. I'm an able soldier, but I have fallen on armies. I could even add that I've been introduced to hundreds of women, yet I've never married. In other words, no one's ever talked me into anything. Does that answer your question?
No, sir.
And let me suggest that my life is not an open book to you, to any man, least of all to myself.
With your permission, General, I think I need a turn on deck.
Stuart, telegram as soon as we reach Calais. Cleveland bearing, Cairo. Locate immediately whereabouts Zubair Pasha. That's spelt Z-O-B-E-I-R.
Yes, sir.
Outrageous notions from you, Gordon. I expected the worst. Zubair Pasha, even the Khedive, was appalled.
I see nothing outrageous, Sir Evelyn. There's a Sudanese. He used to be the most important man down there. He's able, wise, jealous of powerful influence.
But to take Zubair with you to Khartoum to give him control of the Sudan. Gordon, the man is a slave trader.
Was a slave trader. My instructions are to evacuate Khartoum and leave some sort of order behind.
How? Well, the chief's loyal to the Mahdi today used to be loyal to Zubair.
Can't it let come back to him?
So then I cannot go to Khartoum without a plan. I insist on seeing Zubair.
Why would he see you? Not only put him out of the slave trade, you killed his son in the process.
I must take the chance. I must always take chances.
So why is Taufik making